Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us.
Greetings, and welcome once again to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz from the Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this Sunday morning. Today's discussion will be Life Begins with God Consciousness. Yes, so if life begins with God Consciousness, then, what are we doing? Are we living? Those that remember God and those that don't remember God are like the living and the dead. We as a people of a world society look at the beauty of the creation of Allah, and we enjoy the beauty of the goodness in the creation, but we give no thanks to the Creator for His mercy and His love to us. Our Creator says, when He ordained His creation, He ordained that His mercy prevailed over His wrath. So, just because our Creator don't punish us quickly, and He gives us a long time in our sin and our wrong, don't forget that His wrath is coming still. His justice will stop us when we go beyond bounds. Yes, our beautiful radio listening audience, we are here with you again this Sunday for radio broadcast and to bring to you the consciousness that you, many, too many, have forgotten to remind them who we are. People, we are a people of consciousness. What does that mean? Huh? What does that mean? That we are aware. We care. We are concerned. That's the people that we are. We are here, people who know right from wrong. We are the people, the caliphs of the planet. And therefore, we have a responsibility like no other animal kingdom that exists. We have a responsibility to be over all creation and make sure that the creation is going in the direction that has been ordained by the Creator. He didn't just put us here. He gave us a blueprint, people. This creation was here before we were here. All this beauty that we're enjoying. All this beautiful earth we're having fun over, running all over like wild animals, the people even. Going here, going there, going everywhere. Don't know what to do about us because we enjoy so much of the beauty in this earth. That beauty was not just here. It was given to us to enjoy. The goodness, the foods that we eat, the plants. The beautiful animals, the earth is three-fourths water. What does that mean? And we are from what? Water. So water is very important. That's the mercy of our creation. It reminds us of the pureness that He has blessed us with, that's within us. So we have to become back to that consciousness that life began within us. That we've gone astray from because of the corruption of man, following the wrong direction and the wrong way, following man instead of following God. I see now, our beautiful audience, that Imam is on, and I'm going to call him right on, Imam Shahid Shabazz. He's come on the air, and we're ready to hear from him with a beautiful message that he has to give to us. And I want to remind you, our radio listening audience, that if there's anyone out there who would love to join us, would love to have anything to say, questions to ask, comments to make, hit the number one button. Hit the number one button on your phone. You will show up in our studio, and we'll be glad to have you join us. And now I give you to Imam Shadi Shabbat.
As-salamu alaykum. Wa alaykum salam. And as-salamu alaykum to all the listening audience today. We give all thanks and all praises to the Creator, Allah, the one Creator, the one that created everything and have control and authority over everything, not only in the heavens, but also on the earth. We thank him for waking us up this morning, because many he didn't wake up this morning. He took their soul. Their time was up. But we still got time to get it right. So we want to thank him and praise him and give all glory to him for blessing us to wake up this morning to see this beautiful day, his beautiful creation, and to try to bring our life in harmony with all his beautiful creation. And that life is submission of our will to his will, so we no longer have a will, and our will become his beautiful, beautiful, and good will. So with that said, we want to say again, assalamu alaikum. And we want to start by saying that I heard some of the co-hosts' introduction. I want to speak on some of that introduction. That is a phenomenal, that is something so great that we really need to give thought to that, because that will help us get this world back right. And it's going to help us get this world back right. Not all of us, but the ones who submit to this truth of Allah in the Holy Quran, which is the final revelation of all the prophets and all the messengers, and it confirms their teaching, every one of them. Listen, Almighty Allah created the heavens and the earth in six evolutions. But when he created the heavens and the earth, why did he create the earth about 70% water and about 30% or 35% land? I said last night with my wife that Almighty Allah has a reason for everything he do. And the reason he do everything is in the Holy Quran. You ain't got to guess. Don't go to no imam, no preacher, no rabbi, no religious leader. The answers to all you need to know in life to help you to protect your life and save your life is in the Holy Quran. You might have Christian preachers or whoever want to argue, but it don't matter. You can't just stop the truth or change the truth by arguing, trying to find an argument or fault with the truth. Only thing you do is go farther away from the truth and go farther into the hellfire. That's all you do. You can't. Nothing can affect the Creator. He have no opponent. He have no opposition. We as human beings have opposition. And our opposition against us is evil. It's evil. Evil don't affect Almighty Allah. He's not affected by anything. But what I want to say is this. Water. Water. What do water represent? First of all, water represents purification, purity. We've heard the saying, most of us, or a lot of us, cleanliness is next to godliness. So water represents purity. So Almighty God, Allah, when he created the earth, he created the earth to purify itself. And the earth does purify itself. Even though man has polluted the water, Allah has a way of purifying the water. And so water represents morality. And even in the Bible, there's a passage in the Bible. This is the truth in the Bible that the Jews and the Gentiles didn't take out. It says Jesus, Prophet Esau, is his real name, Jesus, they call him in Christianity and English. So he walked the water. Can you all hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, it says Jesus walked the waters, right? What does that mean? Do you actually believe that Jesus, 2,000 years ago, a human being, a man, actually walked out on the ocean and just walked across, walked on the ocean and didn't sink? No, that didn't happen. Even though God can do what he wanted to do, Allah, that did not happen. That is symbolic. Water represents morality. And land, check this out now, land represents, believe it or not, land represents sin. Almighty Allah said the root of all evil is the love of what? The material things. Land represents evil. People kill for land. People kill a whole people for land. The Russians killed millions of Afghanistans for their land. The European and the British killed millions and still killing Africans for their land, for the wealth of their land. That's why you have revolutions for land. People own land. If you own land, then you own the people, because the people is on your land. They got to pay you to just live on their land. To grow food, they got to be, not to grow food necessarily, because most of them that own land, they grow their own food and they charge people for their food too, to be a company. But this is my point right here. This is the basic point. Land represents the earth, and the earth represents about 30%. The land represents about 30% of the earth. So what this means to us as human beings is this. God created us as human beings out of the earth, right? Yeah, he said created us out of the earth. And he created us in a fluid, in liquid. We were born in water. Check this out. We were born, our life began in water. So if we want to change things, bring back the world to where it's supposed to be, what did Allah say in the beginning? He said he created everything good. He created the sea good. He created the earth good. He created human beings good. He created everything good. Okay? Now, that's what we need to bring the world back to, good, goodness. But we can't bring the world back to goodness sinning. Morality, good morality, Allah says this right here. Allah says if you follow up a bad deed with a good deed, the good deed will wipe out the bad deed. You see? So we need to start understanding that we cannot continue to justify sin, like legalizing homosexuality, legalizing lesbianism, legalizing all kind of gambling, and, even in the church, they got a night for bingo. Almighty God say gambling and drinking are abominations of Satan, the devil. He says, shun such abominations that ye may prosper. You got Muslims now gambling. You got Jews. You got all people in all religion now. They are not obeying the divine moral laws of Allah, the Creator. They are doing what they want to do, lying on God, and not necessarily lying on Allah by saying words out of their mouth verbally. They are lying on the Creator when you say you submit to his will, you're going to obey him, and you then continue intentionally to commit sin. That's called hypocrisy. And Almighty Allah said he hates hypocrisy so much that he said a lot of the people you see out here drinking, on drugs, and doing things you know that they shouldn't be doing, he said they got a better chance for him to forgive some of them and they go to heaven, his heaven, and eternal heaven in the hereafter, than a hypocrite. A hypocrite is the lowest scum in the sight of Almighty God. And he say, the hypocrite will be in the lowest depths of the hell fire after the resurrection and the judgment. So this is serious, you know. I mean, this is very serious. It's nothing to take lightly. People, the world is law always brought destruction on the world when it got like this right here. The world is in a state of spiritual darkness. Most of the people in the world, beginning with the Muslims, most of the people in the world are in jahili, spiritual darkness. Look at the things they do. How do you know a man and a woman got faith in Allah? How do you know they submit to his will? By good morality. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon the last prophet of Allah, he said righteousness is good morality. So if you want to be righteous, don't give me no name. I'm a Muslim woman, because I don't want to hear no names. Because when you're talking names, you're playing games. Live right. Actions speak louder than words. Let your actions say, I believe in the Creator. By doing what? Obeying his will. What is his will? Good. Living a good life. And you know what goes along with his will, and he established the heavens and the earth on justice and goodness. So you can't go around here wanting everything for yourself. You can't go around here taking other people's property. You can't go around here disrespecting and disregarding other people's needs, and you got all you need, and you got way more than you need, and you don't want to help nobody else. And you call yourself a Christian. You call yourself a Muslim. You call yourself a Jew. Why, you ain't nothing but a hypocrite. We are taught that a true Muslim believer is not true in faith in Allah until they want for others the good they enjoy for themselves. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam. Imam Shahid Chabaz is on the air again teaching, brothers and sisters. Teaching to the reach. Yes, indeed. Throwing out some power bombs there for you. Something for you to think about, to bring you back to God consciousness. For those of you who are just coming on, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Chabaz, The Reality of the Creator. This Sunday's discussion will be on Life Begins with God Consciousness. People, the power of evil is only a trial to those whose hearts are inclined to evil. But truth does shine the nobler for the believers. Truth is what will prevail. Evil is only a test. When the prophets came to their people, they said to them that they were sent to them as a warner. The Almighty God said to say to them, O men, I am sent to you only to give a clear warning. Why is he sent to warn you? When a person comes to warn you, what's he warning you about? He's warning you because you've gone so far astray. You're off, too far off on the wrong path. He's reminding you that you're to be serving Allah, your Creator, and not to be serving yourself and man. And he's reminding you of the consequences if you continue to disobey. Seest thou not that Allah has made a subject to you all that is on the earth, and the ships that sail through the sea by his command? He withholds the sky rain from falling on the earth except by his leave. For Allah is most kind, most merciful. It is he who gave you life, will cause you to die, and will again give life. Truly, man is the most ungrateful creature. Let's learn to be thankful. Let's learn to have respect and appreciation for this creation, for even being here, for even being chosen to exist. So let's show the love to others that we want shown to us. No one is any better than the other. No one is any bigger than the other. The only power is Allah. There's no one that you should be bowing and bending to except your Creator in prayer and gratitude. Come back to the right path. Look around you. See the chaos that this world is in. Ask yourself, what can I do to remove myself from this condition and help to remove this condition from the world? To them, with the right thoughts, with the right intentions, with turning towards Almighty God, the Creator Allah. All that you see now will be as though it never existed. But it's left up to you. He's giving you the chance to come back to the right. And I'm not going to hold any longer. I see we have the board today. We have some people on who would like to see some guests who would like to say a word. And we don't want to hold them up from joining us, keep them from joining us. The first number is 202-674-3189. Now, if you don't feel like talking, we can understand. But when your number shows up on the board, that means that you want to come on the air. You have a word to say. So the 202-674-3189. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Nafisa Muhammad from Washington, D.C.
I want to say that the sister, she just got out of the hospital again. So we just thankful that she came on and supported and joined us. That she's enjoying us. Yes, our prayers are with you, my beautiful sister. Thank you for coming on and seeing what you would like to say.
Well, you know, I appreciate what's been said about the hypocrites and everything, and I truly understand they're going to be in the bottom of the hellfire, and hopefully, inshallah, I won't be one of them.
Inshallah. Inshallah, hopefully we won't be one of them. I hope none of the believers will be, but we must be sincere. The key in terms of not making going to the hellfire for sure, Allah said it's sincerity. You know, in the beginning, I'm gonna be brief. Allah, when Allah put Iblis, or the one we call Satan, out of heaven, he told Allah, say, I'm gonna get all them human beings on earth. I'm gonna lead them all astray, and you won't even find most of them showing you gratitude for your mercy. And Allah didn't say, no, you're not. Allah gave him permission. He said, okay, I'm giving you permission. Go and get them all. He said, but the only ones you won't be able to get is my sincere servants who've been purified by my grace. So that's the key for us right there, is being purified through the divine grace of Allah, through being sincere and not showing off and trying to, take our faith for other than what it is, and that's to worship and serve Allah and serve humanity, our brothers and sisters.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
All right, thank you, my beautiful sister, Nafisa Jones, coming to us again this morning to join us. We certainly appreciate having you, sister. Now I'm going to call another beautiful supporter again this morning, and that's 919-717-2047. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Larry. Thank you for joining us this morning. I believe he's probably doing something right now, Brother Larry. Can you hear me?
What's that?
Oh, I see his your number up here, but I believe you're busy. I can hear you in the background. This brother, he sacrifices to come on and join us, and he's working sometimes and doing other things, having company and different things going on in his life, but yet he gives his time to us. So we really want to thank Allah for him. He's on here, but he's probably at this moment not able to come on and say a word or two. So we're going to get back with him, And you want to thank all of y'all listening to the audience. If there's anyone out there in the audience who does have a comment, who would like to join us, could you dial number one? Just push number one on your phone. Your number will show up here in the studio, and we'll be glad to have you join us with a comment or a question. All right? Let's go back now to Imam Shahid Shabbat.
All right. Could you see if you could get that noise out of the background because it's a little distracted.
Okay, I let me cut Brother Larry off. I think that's coming from him. When I turned him on, yes, now I believe it's off.
Oh, yeah, it's off now. People, what I wanted to say is I have, you know, I studied the Quran for over 42 years and strove my best to practice the Quran. That is the guidance of Allah in the Quran for over 42 years all around this country, especially all up and down the North East Coast from Canada all the way back to Atlanta, Georgia. And working in these cities, in the inner cities, just left working in Washington, D.C., the world's capital, in the inner city, all over the city, doing what we call da'wah. That is spreading the truth. Spreading the truth as Allah Almighty have revealed his truth in the Holy Quran to his last prophet, Muhammad. And I say that to say that the Islam is a way of life. It's not a religion. Most Muslims have made Islam look like it is a religion because of their conduct. Their conduct is that of the of people who reject faith in Allah. Yes, and that's the majority of them. And so many people have mixed ideas about Islam, except the people who are intelligent enough to do investigation into Islam for themselves, sincerely, seeking to get to know the truth, to know their Creator, and to live a good life, not for any other reason. I hear noise in the background, and it's very distracting.
I'm sorry, but I really don't get it on this end, so, you know, I really can't control it until I can hear it. It's not coming through on my end for some reason. I'm hearing
okay,
you very
okay.
clear.
Okay, no problem. We'll continue. This is something I want to share with you all. If you'll bear patiently with me, we read it. It's from the Quran, but I put it in words that we can live, that we live by every day, the way that we live every day. It says, it goes like this, rather, excuse me. People, come with me so you can see Allah's spiritual world of reality. This world is but a dream. It is not what it seems. Just a world of unreal dreams. All that we see points to Allah's world of true reality. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in your head. No more backwards thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. People make the world go round. But we all must be sound in our mind, clear, free from evil thinking. Love, true love is the key to understand our Creator's unseen world of reality. Be true to yourself. Free your mind. Free from time. Enter the world where time do not exist. But life goes on forever and is always bliss. Listen to your heart. Hear what it's saying. Love, love, love. That's one part. It won't be long. Bear patiently with me. God, Allah is love. Allah knows best. Trust in Allah, and he will do the rest. This is the good life. The only life we can live beyond this dream world of judgment and true reality. Wake up, all you preachers. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they will listen to what you have to say. Teach the truth. Wake up, all you people. Let's make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and catch all the hell. Wake up, people. Wake up, people. Study history, because history don't lie. And to repeat bad history will make us all cry. Wake up, people. Wake up. People, let's support the right. Then, people, we can win the fight. United we stand for truth and justice. Divided we fall for lies. Wake up, people. Wake up. People, commit not evil in the land with intention to do evil. Evil destroys life. Truth restores life. Let's come back to life, people. Come back to truth. Wake up, people. Wake up. People, people, listen to what I say. The world is in a state of spiritual darkness today. People, we don't see with our eyes in our head, but we see with the spirit of Allah, the Creator, in our hearts. And so, we about finished. Bear patiently with us, please. People, people, please listen to me. Let us try to understand the nature of our Creator's plan, His will in us, His goodness and glory. This is freedom, people. Freedom is not free. Freedom comes with responsibility. Actions speak louder than words. So let's make our actions right so we can win the fight for life. Wake up, people. Wake up. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, alaykum as-salam. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful brother teaching. What a beautiful poem that he wrote. We thank Almighty God, Allah, for blessing us with Imam Shahid Jamal to bring us these powerful, thought-provoking, spiritual messages, heart-touching messages that he brings to us, and to awaken us and bring us back to remind us of who we are and whose we are. Imam Shahid Shabazz. All
yes.
Right, people, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And we want to thank you, those of you who joined us, those who wish to say something, as well as those who wish to just be quiet for a minute and listen. We are thankful to all of you, and we want to let you know that we are here for you. This is not the Imam Shahid Shabazz show. This is not Islam Guru's show. This is your talk show. We want to hear from you like you want to hear from us. We come together. We come together as one and spread the West message, spread the word. Your voice deserves to be heard also. So don't be afraid. Push that number one button and come on, join us. And let's enjoy the message that each of us have to give to the world. All right, I see here there's another caller that has come on. Doesn't look like this person has been on that long, but we'll see if there's anything they would like to say before we go on. Number is 202-847-9171. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right, I believe this person is a listener. They just came on, like I said. I see it's been about a couple of minutes, and so we will just give them a chance to hear more of what the discussion is today with Imam Shahid Shabazz before we go on. Let's hear from Brother Larry again and see what he has to say. Brother Larry.
Yes. Yes, good morning. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Larry.
Yes, good morning. And again, I'd like to thank Allah this morning for not only myself, but for us here in this country and throughout the world. Give praise to Almighty God.
Thank you.
And then I would like to back it up, certainly to thank and appreciate you all for continuing this show.
And thank you too, Brother Larry, because without your support, excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you, we couldn't have continued the show without your support, morally, spiritually, and economically. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome. Well, certainly we have to have that mindset that we, help each other as best we can. And surely that's why I want to, again, thank you all for continuing the show and being reminders to us that, there's work to be done. We're certainly not out of the, I would say, race, in reference to going forward. So certainly would like to thank you all for that. And surely it's a, some people may not look at it as, that maybe it's just gossip or just talk. But surely it is, I think it's worthy of listening to and speaking towards. Just because we're not in church or just because we're not somewhere and showing off our new shoes, nice suit, or fancy car, you're still sharing the word or spreading the word and trying to remind people that, the ultimate goal is to be obedient and to be a servant of Almighty God. So that within itself is just a great thing. And I do appreciate you, Brother Shahid, Sister Isla. I thank God for knowing you for over these years. So I think it's a great thing. I'm always kind of stuck in the saddle of our youth. The beautiful thing about youth is that we all can recall at some point in time when we were young and the things that we did. Some not so pleasing, some not so obedient, but yet and still it gives us a time as we grow and go through life, it gives us a chance to rethink, and in sincerity we can just thank Allah for his mercy and his grace and how he saved us and we came through some hard times and difficult times. So it's really a great time to flash back and thank Almighty God for the things that we came through when we were young, because we could have been dead, we could have been in jail, and many other things. So I often think about the youth. I pray for them. I wish the good things for them, that is one of my biggest concerns is youth, and of course, eating to stay healthy and eating to stay eating and doing the best we can in reference to taking care of ourselves and moving forward. So, if anybody would like to comment on something of that nature, that's a great concern in which I have throughout throughout this day to day life. So, with that being said, again, I give my greetings. Assalamu alaikum. And I love the show.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Larry. I would like to comment briefly on those beautiful comments you gave concerning the youth. Youth is very deep. All human beings, countless human beings, they came from one pair, a male and a female. And that male and female had children, and their children had children. And this is how we got a world today. So the children are the future. We see that the target today, especially with African American people in particular, the target of the enemy of humankind, the human soul, the human future on earth, and in the life and the after, that enemy is aimed at the children. Why? Because that enemy is smiling that way. That enemy knows if that he can cut off the children, he can cut off human life. Not just black people, human life. You got right now in the government of the United States and the world, you got 1% rich and 99% people poor all over the world, poor. You going to tell me that ain't an enemy trying to cut off the future of the human race? Yes, it is. He said he would. But he know that the best way to do that is to get the children. You cut them off, no more life. And we're older, we're dying. And if we ain't got no children to take our place, there's no more human existence on the planet Earth. Very important subject. You can't talk about it too much. But we need to stop talking about it and start doing something about it. And the best way we can do something about that, stopping the enemy from destroying our children, stop just sending them to the enemy school thinking that the enemy going to educate them. He's going to miseducate them so they can destroy themselves even more. We got to start doing what was done when I was a little boy. I'm 60, you 60, basically, Brother Larry. We got to start the parents teaching your children at home. But you can't teach your children what you don't know. Too many adults are ignorant. And all they want, as you say, or someone said, is to get caught up into the pomp and the glitter of this world, showing off, dressing up their body, painting their hair red, blue, pink. And putting on really no clothes. They're going out and they're naked, basically. And they're walking boldly out here. You see, we got lesbians walking out boldly. There's more lesbians and gays than it is straight men and women, or males and females. So how in the world is our children going to survive our own sort of evil in all these old corrupt, diabolical ways that we see out here? And then you got people in religion, they supposed to come to the rescue of the society. Always have. And most of them are more corrupt than the people out there that they're talking about. So what am I? Why am I saying this? I'm saying it, first of all, because it's the truth. And the next thing I'm saying is that Allah, the Creator, says in the Holy Quran, and I thank him, he's blessed me to be one of them. He said, let there arise out of the world people, human race, are groups of people enjoining to all that's good and forbidden from all that's wrong. And he said those are the ones he will support, and those are the ones he will bless to be successful in changing this world back to a good world and a just world, and those are the ones that will earn eternal life after they leave the planet Earth, after he send the angel of death to take their soul out of their body. Yes. See, this is a wake-up teaching today, all of it is, but, and I want to say one more thing here also about, we just had the president elect, okay, Mr. Donald Trump. I said, Mr. Donald Trump, I ain't got no personal dislike of the man. You know, God say even those that spitefully show you hatred, he say still treat them kind. You kill evil with goodness and love and kindness. Two wrongs don't make a right. So even though people might not like Mr. Donald Trump, he got ways I don't like. But we all got ways that each other don't like. But who's still in control? Allah. Allah's still in control. And this is what I want to say to all of you listening about what I not think, but what I know Allah, the Creator, got to say about Mr. Donald Trump winning the president-elect, no matter how he won it. This is what I want to quote from the Quran for you all. If you'll bear with me just a moment, it's not long. This is from the Holy Quran. And I'm not going to call a surah necessarily, but I will call a surah because some people may not, be familiar with the Quran. A lot of people may not. There's a story in the Quran about Prophet Moses, and he was in search of knowledge of God, of the Creator. He was running for his life, too, because Pharaoh was trying to kill him for trying to free his people. like they tried to kill Malcolm X for trying to free his people, and they succeeded. They tried to kill Martin Luther King, tried to kill Imam Wafi Muhammad, tried to kill Elijah Muhammad, tried to kill many, many more people for trying to free their people, tried to kill me too for trying to free my people, who most of them don't want to be free, no way, but that ain't my business. I tried to free them, and those men did too. There is, oh, my God, Allah said there are paradoxes in life, you know, and a paradox is it's telling you something, but it's in ways that you really you got to think outside the box. What do I mean by that? You got to think beyond yourself. You got to trust Allah to understand the paradoxes of life that He put us through. It's changes. It's different changes. It's different things that happen. So Allah say in life there are paradoxes. He say what we look at as being apparent loss. Hillary lost to Mr. Trump, he said what we may look at as apparent loss may be real gain. And he said what we may look at as being cruelty may be real mercy. Not returning evil, he said not returning, he said, excuse me, he said returning good for evil may really be justice and not generosity. Allah say his wisdom transcends all human calculations. I mean, and that's just Quran. This is Surah 18, okay? And at the bottom, the footnotes, you read the footnotes. This is Surah 18, Ayat 60, okay? And it's at the bottom of page 725 for all of you all who want to know where it is in the Quran. So with that said, I want to let the co-host continue, and I want to give everybody ample time to talk, and I'll comment if you need me to comment. Assalamu.
Thank you. Thank you again. We're listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Chabal, the reality of the Creator. Today's discussion, life begins with God consciousness. Consciousness. Bring back your consciousness, your God consciousness. People, come back to the right. Come back to the good. It is you who will change the world. You will change the world when you change yourself, when you change the conduct of yourself. That's what is within you. Then you will see the world change. Think of everybody just turning and striving hard to do right, to do good, to help one another, to say a kind word to one another, to be good to the animals, to keep the streets and neighborhoods clean. If you see everybody doing that, hey, and nobody's fighting or scoring, people are apologizing and trying to get along, can't you see the reality of a good on earth? And just simple little things like that, your conduct, living the right way, living a good life, trying to help others to live a good life, and turning them towards God. Good is God, godliness, living a God-conscious life. People, this is where you have got to get back to. Stop following one another and others tell us how to live our lives and what we shouldn't do and who we should or shouldn't listen to. Follow your heart. Allah put into all of us right from wrong. And we know it. We feel it in our hearts and soul when we are not going right and when we are not doing right. In the Quran here, I was reading, and this is from Surah 22. It says, never did we send a messenger or a prophet before thee when he framed a desire. Satan threw some vanity into his desire. But Allah will counsel anything vain that Satan throws in. This is what we just said. We see it's right from Allah. And you see a lot of vanity out here in this world. And Allah will confirm and establish his signs. For Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom, that he may make the suggestion thrown in by Satan but a trial. But those in whose hearts is a disease and who are hardened of heart, verily, the wrongdoers are in a schism far from the truth. Yes, so when we see the suggestions of Satan, they are a trial, so be careful. Don't let yourself get caught up with the wrong message, listening to what Satan has to say, and turning your back on what your Creator, Almighty God, Allah has to say. And that those on whom knowledge has been bestowed may learn that the Quran is the truth from thy Lord, and that they may believe therein, and their hearts may be made humbly open to it. But verily, Allah is the guide of those who believe to the straight way. Those who reject faith will not cease to be in doubt concerning revelation until the hour of judgment comes suddenly upon them, or there comes to them the penalty of a day of disaster. On that day, the dominion will be that of Allah. He will judge between them. So those who believe and work righteousness, these will be in, and work righteous deeds will be in gardens of delight. And for those who reject faith and deny our signs, there will be a humiliating punishment. So people, we're already told here, but to reject us of faith, what's to happen then if they don't change and come back to what's right and what's good? So we don't have to worry about all this that's going on. We concern ourselves with those who are striving to do right. We join together and help each other in what's good. And we will change the world. We won't have to use any gun power, any squabbling or fighting with one another. It will come from the hearts and souls of the majority of the people, turn back towards God consciousness. Now I'm going to see if the Abibu sister, if she might have another word to say.
Sister
Nafisa, are you still there?
Yes, Salaam Alaikum, I'm still here.
Alaikum Assalam. Would you like to have another word or two?
No, I'm okay. My chest hurt a little bit.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Continue to listen and join us, and we certainly appreciate you being with us today. All right, Imam Shahid Jamal, I will turn the conversation back over to you now.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure, you know, everybody's clear, you know, as far as the line, so that they will be able to receive the message clear from Allah through me. This is a beautiful show. What I want to say first is this. These are simple things. Life is not complicated. People, we make life complicated by following our own what's called nafs, or desires, flesh desires, rather than submitting to the will of our Creator in our souls. Now, I said earlier, listen to your heart. Hear what it's saying. Love. Why is your heart saying love? Because Almighty God, Allah, created the human being, he said, with the nature of his goodness and love. So every baby born is born with the goodness of Allah, God, the Creator, in them. And you know his goodness is his love. So Almighty God say, Allah say, he speaks to us in our intelligence, in the Holy Quran. So anybody who wants to hear, they are Creator. He's the Creator of everybody, whether you believe it or not. You will believe one day. So Allah is just an Arabic word. It means one supreme Creator who always existed, always will exist, and there is nothing he created like unto him. Allahu Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Say he is the Creator, the God, the Creator of the heavens and earth, is one. He begetteth not no son, nor have he been begun by any of his creation. And there's nothing he created like unto him. I mean, that is what they're saying. Now, also with that, I want to say to everybody, beginning with myself, the only time you should look down on any human being is when you're picking them up, you're lifting them up. That's words of wisdom from the Creator. He created us to be helpers of one another, not haters of each other. Why, he said in the Holy Quran, he created us as nations and tribes of people all over the world that we might get to know one another and love one another, not hate and despise one another. He said, truly, the most honored of you in his sight is he or she who is the best in their conduct, who is the most God-fearing. That is, they fear to do anything against the will of Allah, the Creator, even though nobody might not be around them. They fear him the same, and they worship him as if they see him looking at them and go, they know they can't see him. They worship him as if though they know he see me. And I ain't getting away with anything, and you're not, because in reality, he do see you. And as the co-host said earlier, Almighty Allah, the Most High, say on the day of resurrection and judgment, for everybody listening and everybody ain't listening, he said it will be for everybody who caught up into this world, material world, which ain't nothing but an illusion. And we ain't nothing but an illusion. That's why we die. He said it would be as though this whole world, the heavens and the earth, never existed. And this spiritual world, eternal world, was always there. And that's exactly the way it is right now. Allah said this world's life is nothing but goods and chattels of deception. Meaning the things we call good ain't nothing but something to deceive you. Ain't nothing in this world good. Can't be something in this world good. Can't be somebody in this world is good. I'm going to start with myself. I know it ain't no good. And everybody on the radio program, they ain't no good. Tell me somebody that's good. Tell me something that's good. Your Lexus, is it good? Is your Mercedes, Benz, is it good? Huh? Is your health good? Your body, is it good? Tell me something that's good, that's created, that's good. You can't do it. The only one good is our Creator. He's all good. So what am I saying? People are placing their value in things in this world as being good. And they're placing value in things, and they're not placing value in their soul and the heart of themselves and other human beings. All we can call our own is our immortal soul. Everything else in this world is going to pass away. It's temporary. It's an illusion. It's a test. But the reality is forever. It's unseen. This is why Allah started off in the Surah 23 in the Holy Quran. He said, the mu'minuns must eventually win through. The believers must eventually win through. What is he talking about win through? He's talking about went through all this evil in this world. And this is something else I want to add with that. Allah say for anybody, Muslims, start with y'all. And everybody else will say they believe in God. And even if you don't believe in God, it'll apply to you too. Allah say we as human beings, we must gain mastery or control over our low desires, our carnal, false desires of the flesh, if we are true in faith in him, which means that we no longer is following our carnal desires, but we're following his spirit in our heart and in our mind and in our conscience. And that will show in what? Righteous actions. Just actions. So, you know, we're going through the Quran today, which is beautiful, because people need to know about the Quran. It's the book of life. And the difference in the Quran and other scriptures or revelations, I want to make plain again. All the other scriptures that God, Allah, revealed to Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Abraham, Noah, Lot, Jonah, all of them. I can't mention them all. It's not necessary. All those revelations he revealed, they were contaminated. After those prophets and messengers left their people, their very people that they say they're going to continue on the revelations of God through those prophets, from those prophets, they failed to do it. Now today, the Muslims have failed to follow the Sunnah or the life example of Prophet Muhammad in the Holy Quran, the revelation of the Creator of everybody, Allah. They have failed. They're in their duty too, and that's why they're killing each other, and the enemy is killing them too, and they're all out here in corruption too. Listen, you can play with people and deceive people, and you can play with, think you're playing with Allah, and think you're deceiving your Creator, but you can't. So, people, it would behoove you to try to understand what's being said, to know that the Holy Quran has all the answers in the book. Allah said he revealed the Quran in the night of Qadr, or power. And he said he addressed every affair of the human being, meaning everything we would go through from the time he created us as a baby till we die, the answers, whatever we go through, whatever trial, the answers is in the Holy Quran. And he said he protected the Quran, meaning that if your heart is not pure, you can pick up the Quran and read it, but you'll be just like Stevie Wonder trying to read the Quran, a blind person. It won't, you won't see what you read. Seeing ain't seeing with your eyes. Seeing is understanding what you read. Huh? Seeing is understanding, not seeing with your eyes, but understanding with your heart. You see? Yes. So I'm going to say with that right there, that's food for thought for me and us. Assalamu alaikum. I'll give someone else a chance to comment on that or disagree with what I said. It'll be okay. We can disagree to agree. I'm all right with that. I haven't been blessed to grow to that point in my life now. I'm an old man now. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. You're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And as usual, he's teaching strong. He's teaching strong. Powerful message that he's sending to you. But it's a sincere message of truth. He's coming to you with sincerity of his heart, with care, with concern, to try to reach you, to help you save your life and your soul from the destruction that you're headed toward if you keep going in the wrong path. And so we have to be faithful for Allah blessing us with someone who cares so much that they sacrifice their life and try to reach you to bring in the words of the Creator. And you know evil don't like good. So the evil ones don't want to hear these good words out there. They want to get together and stop them. But you can't stop the words of Allah and the work of Allah. Allah is our protector. It's him we put our faith in. Because he is the eventual return of us all. I don't care what you say and how you do it. The bottom line is there's going to be a judgment day, and we all will be with Allah to be judged on that day. So
that's
people,
right.
We should take it's the fact that we're only here for a fleeting moment, and nobody
that's
knows when it's going to be, when they're going to be called back to their Creator. So you
that's
need
right.
to think very seriously on the life that you're living while you're here on earth.
That's right.
And show gratitude to the Creator and strive to live to please him and him only. And those of us who are striving to bring you this word is because of the love in our hearts for you. We care. Allah is giving everyone a chance. He's so merciful. He's so patient. And he's given everyone a chance to turn back to him, to change, to come away from the way that Shaitan is saying to follow. Come away from that false glitter out there. Come away from the sports and play out there. And come back, turn back for us the true life, the real life, and serving your Creator. And helping one another, work with one another, enjoying each other's company for good. And you can do it. You were born with good. We were all born with good. The evil came from the environment that we became a part of. Now I'm going to try to see if we can bring Brother Larry on to have a few words with us. We have about 15 minutes to go. And we want to give everyone a chance to speak who wants to speak. Brother Larry.
Yes, again, assalamu alaikum. Certainly I'm enjoying the show and the teachings that's coming from Brother Shahid. I'm certainly enjoying. And you know, the goodness about the teachings of Brother Shahid and Sister, you guys, I mean, you all is teaching reality. Yeah, and it goes with the show, the reality of creation. It's really reality. And I would say to people that, you know, sometimes I think what we have to do is just we have to lend an ear. Of course, we, you know, we can shift through if that way we choose to do so. And sometimes what we do when we shift through, we get things that we understand, and things that we don't understand, we kind of tend to put aside. It's almost like eating a meal. Some things that we like, we eat it and we put the other aside. But I say it's still well worth listening, because when you listen and you try to grasp on someone that's trying to teach or someone that's trying to show you the way of something, I know for a fact that Allah is most merciful and most graceful, and He will not lead you in a way of destruction. I mean, we have a choice to do so, but if you seek to understand, and if you seek to be guided, in all honesty, Allah will certainly show you the way. So I would certainly encourage people to at least listen, you know, even to some things that we don't understand in life. I mean, I know for myself from experience that I would have never, understood Islam or adopted to Islam had not I listened. And I know as I was coming up and through the ages that there was a lot of people, friends of mine, that wouldn't listen, not even to Islam. It's almost like some people not listening to, say, a Jehovah's Witness person that comes to the door to bring you a pamphlet. And sometimes they don't really interfere with your day. They just leave you a pamphlet and they go on about their business. But even at that, what I'm saying is that sometimes people find that we will shut the doors on anything that we don't like,
understand
or agree with. And
I agree with, that's right.
The shame. So I would just like to encourage people to at least listen and pray that Allah would guide you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Very beautiful and well said, Brother Larry. And very important, because in the religion, Islam and all religion today, you have too many people condemning and judging people based on superficial things. In fact, they're not supposed to be judging people at all, because the law say, don't judge. He says, even in the Bible, judge ye not. I mean, don't judge nobody. Do I'm going to judge you? I ain't made you no God. He said, I'm the one to punish people for the wrong or the right that they do, not you. And he said, if you're going to start condemning anybody, start condemning yourself, and you won't have time until you die to try to get yourself right. It takes only the time Allah give us on the planet to get our own life right, let alone worrying about what somebody else is doing. We can be good examples for other people, but you got to be working on yourself daily, even if you want to have a chance to go to the eternal heaven in the hereafter with Allah. You got, that's right. And Prophet Muhammad said, to that effect, he said, part of someone being a good Muslim is they're leaving other people's business alone and tending to their own business. You see? So when you tend to your own business, then you'll see that you have so much work on yourself, you really don't have no time to even be bothering nobody else, watching them. This is why we're taught, don't slander, don't backbite. And those are great sins that will get you into hell. We are taught also refrain, mean stop doing this. Seeing and looking at the evil of other people and talking about them, oh, look at that old faggot, or look at that old fool. And because Allah say, what you're doing, you bringing evil out of yourself. You ain't Allah. A law for, like somebody said earlier, Brother Larry could have, a law forgives us of so much sin. I mean, it just humbles me every day to think about, like what Brother Larry say, I reflect and do evaluation of my life every day. At the end of the day, I want to know, and Allah say you should ask yourself, how much closer have I got to God? Not how many more dollar bills I got. Not how many more women I done had sex with. How many more men I done had sex with. How many more babies I done got. Because all of that stuff going to pass away. You should ask yourself at the end of every day, how much closer have I gotten to my Creator? Huh? And Allah says this, and I'm through. Allah say, most people call success material success only, but there ain't no success at all. Allah say true success is one who purifies their heart and purifies their soul and lives a good life in this world. And we ask Allah to bless us with the good in our prayer, every prayer of the Muslim. We ask him to bless us with the good of this world and the good of the next life. And the good in this world and the next life is who? Allah. It's God. So if you want a good life, give your life sincerely and wholeheartedly to God. That means say, God, I don't want to do what I want to do no more, which is wrong. I want to do your will, which is all good. And please help me to do that. And if you're sincere, I guarantee you, you'll have a changed life. He said he'll give you a new life, a life that's good and pure, and he'll forgive you of all your faults and your sins. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
Salaam alaykum. Thank you. Imam Shaheed Shabazz, he's teaching, brothers and sisters. And we need to listen because we are so caught up on displeasing one another, so afraid of what the other person might say. If we start living a different life, if we start dressing differently, if we start talking differently, we might lose somebody's friendship. But if you lose that person's friendship because of you desiring to live a better life and being yourself and doing what pleases your Creator Allah, then he was never your friend anyway. He was
correct.
Someone trying to get you to the hellfire with him, and he's upset because he can't get you. He sees the Creator
has
you.
That's correct.
And that you should be concerned about. Not pleasing man. Not pleasing your so-called friend over here. Not pleasing your cousin, your aunt, and your uncle, and your family. But pleasing only the one who put them here and you here. Your Creator, the Almighty God Allah.
And I want to say this to this effect because I know the program got over. People, listen carefully. If you will, please. I plead with you. In the Holy Quran, makes all the sense in the world because it's coming from the Creator. The Creator say hearts, H-E-A-R-T-S. Hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah, of the Creator. So if you can't find no satisfaction in nothing, none of these things in yourself, when you do what you want to do you ever be satisfied? No. When you do what other people want you to do you ever be satisfied? No. When you do anything other than please your Creator, you are going to be unhappy, miserable, and you're going to commit suicide and take others along with you. Misery loves company. Peace.
Yes, indeed. Yes, and also I was reading the Quran again. It says, to every people have we appointed rites and ceremonies, which they follow. Let them not be in dispute with thee on the matter. But do thou invite them to thy Lord, for thou art assuredly on the right way. Yes, instead of arguing people, we should, in a kind way, nice for us, good conduct, just kindly invite them to your way, because you know you're on the right way. We are a test to one another. And Allah knows best who is on the right path and who's not. If they do wrangle with thee, say, Allah knows best what it is you're doing. Allah will judge between you on the day of judgment concerning the matters in which you differ. So people, we want to just kindly invite people, to the way of life that we know is the right way, to our Islam, to Islam. If they reject, all right. That's the same as them and the Creator. He's going to judge all of us on the day of judgment. And again, remember, we are all just a trial to one another. And we hope and pray, we pray in every way, that we are always pleasing our Creator in our conduct and the things that we do. And we definitely are being tested in how we treat each other.
And you're absolutely right, because
And also, must not forget, there are other creatures on earth besides us that are being treated very cruel and ignored. And that's just animals on earth, all these beautiful animals. These animals he's put here for a purpose. They are light. They are creatures, too. And we should try to treat them in the best of way.
All I wanted to say is that, first of all, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, he said he created every human being to test us to see which of us would be best in our conduct. So every day we should try to look at the day before and evaluate this day and say, I'm going to be better than I was yesterday because I've been blessed to give an opportunity, a chance to see another day. So I'm certainly going to try to capitalize on the ignorance and the wrong that I did yesterday and be much better. And Allah will be with you. You will be successful. The evil around you won't be able to destroy you because Allah will protect you. Allah said he's the protector of those who have faith, believe in him, and obey him. He said those who disbelieve and don't obey him, they don't have no protection. So evil can't win, people. If you want to be on the winning team, come on, get on the winning team. That's Allah's team. And that team, the only way you can get on it, you got to have the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and that's in the Holy Quran, not in any other Bible scripture on the planet Earth. I mean.
And now I see we only have 2 minutes left, and at this time we'll have Imam Shahid Shabazz lead us in prayer today. And I want to thank all of you for joining us and remind you that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 10:30, and invite others to join and have them to call, to give them the number and have them to call on their radio, on their phone also. Now, Imam Shahid Shabazz, could you close us out with prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, that is with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. People, we give all praise to Allah. We give all glory to Allah, to whom belong all praise and all glory. We are grateful for Allah's mercy in creating us and not leaving us. Like he could have created us like a tree, but we couldn't even move. But out of all Allah's creation, he created man and woman, and he gave us his spirit so we would be like him and we would be caretakers of the planet Earth. So let's stop destroying the place that Almighty God made in the beginning, a heaven for us. In the beginning of this earth, it was like a heaven. It was all good. And Allah said all people were once one people. They didn't see no color, black, white, and all that. A man made up that us through to Satan, under the influence of the devil, to divide and conquer the human race. So let's come back to the unity of Almighty God, Allah. And that is the only way Allah said we can destroy evil, because, see, evil can't destroy us if we're united. A house divided cannot stand. United we stand, in truth and justice, and divided we fall. So we thank Allah for the day. We thank him for such a beautiful teaching from him through us today, and for everybody else listening. And we pray that everybody listening take it to those who didn't hear.
Thank you, our listening audience. Join us again next week, same time, for another broadcast. Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator.
Love has promised us that he always sends the light. one who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right.